certainly a significant figure on the American literary landscape. And I guess today was sort of a who's who in literary America in terms of who is at the cathedral. So anyway, I just mentioned it. Now, the other, and just a moment ago, Bobby played something about chickens. And just as he was playing, I was reading this article about a dish which you may or may not have had in an Indian restaurant. It's called chicken tikka.
No.
Chicken tikka. Well, chicken tikka or tikka, T-I-K-K-A, when you have it, like a lot of sort of tandoori-style chicken, it's bright red. You know, it's ordinarily, you expect to have it look really just bright, bright, bright red. Well, it turns out in England, anyway, and this should be not necessarily any cause for alarm among diners at Indian restaurants here in America, because I'm not sure the same problem exists, but it turns out to get it that red color the way people really like it and expect to see it, that one study in England said 57% of Indian restaurants tested were using illegal levels of three different food colorings, and these food colorings are linked to hyperactivity, asthma, and even cancer. And later in the story, I think it also mentions purple skin patches. Yes, yeah. One of the dyes, which is made from coal tar, is banned in Norway, Finland, and Austria. And scientists believe it can cause blurred vision and purple skin patches, and is completely hazardous for asthmatics and anyone allergic to aspirin. And there's even a theory that some people are actually feeding it to chickens, maybe so that they all just turn red and the problem would be over. But anyway, there were illegal levels of tartrazine, that's the thing I just mentioned, sunset yellow, and ponso. And these are all dyes or food colorings. Sunset yellow has been linked to chromosome damage, kidney tumors, abdominal pain, nausea, hives, and vomiting.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like those medicine ads you see on TV, and then they go, you know, complications may involve, and then they list
chicken,
off about
chicken. Chicken can also cause 4-hour erections, if that's what you're mentioning.
No. That wasn't exactly what I had in mind.
But anyway, so, you know, all I'm saying is, if you're ordering this at a restaurant, even here in America, don't say, "And I want it really red," okay? Well, I have to promote a gig. Tomorrow night I'm at the Canton Free Library, I think it's what it's called. Canton Public Library, tomorrow night, 7:30.
Doing what?
Oh, a tribute to Jacques Brel. I'll be singing some French songs. I'll just be talking about the topic that I am the most familiar with. Myself.
You?
Yes, I'll be just talking about myself. So tomorrow night, I think it's at 7:30 at the Canton Public Library, I will be talking about myself.
I wish I could make that. I think that would be...
Come and join.
Really, really good.
It's kind of a bus mentality for you, I think. But for a lot of people who don't get to hear me talk about myself enough, this is a nice opportunity. Canton Library tomorrow night.
All right.
Should we talk to Poopsie?
Fine with me.
Hi, Poopsie.
Me, Locutus.
Locutus, I'm sorry. I forgot your name. Locutus.
Yeah.
Could you sound a little bit more energized? You sound like, you know, somebody just handed you a death sentence. Sound like you're excited to be on talk radio.
No, I haven't been handed a death sentence. Not yet, anyway.
No, but I mean, could you sound like a little bit more energetic?
Okay, Tom, you were mentioning earlier about Howard Stern.
Yes, what about Howard Stern?
You know, Howard Stern actually made himself look good on that. When he did that broadcast... I
think that's sort of a specious distinction because I think it's also...
It's not a specious distinction.
Well, all right, I think it is a specious distinction.
Why do you say that?
Because I think it is. Well, can I say why it is?
All right, go ahead.
All right, well, first of all, let me just say one thing, which is that it's not sort of one word out of Howard's mouth and he gets fined by the FCC. Howard has been allowed to sort of traffic in all of this stuff for years and years and years. And what's really sort of even more hypocritical is that the FCC suddenly has decided that there's something wrong with Howard. I mean, I realize he's been fined a few times in the past, but, you know, day in and day out, he pretty much does the same act. You know, for the most part, nobody cares. Okay. So it's really not true that, you know, that he's not allowed to do this. He's just not allowed to do it right now.
That's true, but he's making an important point.
Well, you know, I sort of agree with you about that.
The point he's making is, he's saying if you're going to have a standard... Fine, but have a standard for everybody.
But let's also be honest. I mean, Howard's show and Oprah's show are not moral equivalent.
That's not the point.
I mean, I think Howard should be allowed to do his show, but I think there is a meaningful distinction.
I'm no fan of Oprah. You know, I'll tell you something. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm no particular fan of Oprah because I think she's a dirtbag and a liar.
You are a fan of Oprah. I know for a fact that you're a big fan. I know for a fact you watch Oprah every day.
Because of that whole ridiculous program she did on Brabac, which resulted in the cattle ranchers suing her, where she put some nut job so-called expert on who said, if you eat a hamburger, you're going to die of cancer.
You know, I hate it when people put nut jobs on the air.
Everything else.
I think that's irresponsible. When broadcasters allow any nut job, just somebody with no background whatsoever, somebody who's probably a completely isolated, whacked-out loner, to suddenly go on the air and to start talking about anything, I object to that.
Yeah,
I object to that.
The point was...
You'll never catch us doing that.
Yeah, but the point was... The point was, it was revealed later, there was somebody who was speaking in contravention to this, and somehow, miraculously, almost everything this other guy said was got left on the cutting room floor.
Wait a minute, you read the New York Post every day, and you feel like Oprah is unbalanced and journalistically irresponsible?
No, I don't read the New York Post every day.
Well, you often cite the New York Post as
source
material for some of your thoughts.
I saw the article in the New York Post.
All right, we have to go. We have to go put some other whacked out loner on the air. But thanks for calling. And we'd like to thank everybody who helped out with today's show, including our guest, Craig Eisendrath, and our very fine producer, Mr. Bobby Sherwood.